adolescents are online more each year. Whether for fun or for school, they are connected. In 2020, Bark, an online safety monitoring app that gives parents tools to protect their kids from online threats, analyzed more than 2.1 billion messages across text, email, and 30-plus platforms. Their research showed that 82% of teens experience bullying, over 94% experience violence, over 91% discuss drugs and alcohol, and over 87% of teens encounter nudity or sexual content. It's clear to see that there is a need to make our kids' online lives safer. But how do we do that? How do we protect our kids? That's what we're here today to discuss. For CSpire, I'm your host, Casey Compass. And joining us is Jim Richmond, VP Marketing at CSpire. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning.
Additionally, representing Bark Parental Controls, we have Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Parent Officer, Titania Jordan. Titania, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Titania, let's start with you. Give us a snapshot of what Bark does and the role that it plays in making the world safer for our children online.
To date, we have escalated over 1,000 online predators to law enforcement. We have surfaced over 285,000 issues of severe self-harm and suicidal ideation in children. We've helped to prevent credible school shooting threats. The list goes on and on and on. Starting with the impact of just lives saved, and these are children's lives, helps put you in the seat to hear what else I'm about to say. Parenting today is unlike any other time in the history of humans. Our parents before us didn't have the same landscape, so we don't have a manual. So we're figuring it out as we go. And that's where Bark comes in. Bark will connect to your children's social media, text messages, and email, and alert you when they have encountered issues. It's not a matter of if, but when they encounter them.
For we're a parent of three young children, this is something that I think about a lot, is their safety online. Most of us didn't even have social media when we were growing up.
No.
So the anticipation of being able to guide our children through that is certainly a challenge. So if I have a sound effects for applause, we would give it right now for what Bark's doing. We're very, very thankful for you guys. And Jim, for you, you heard in the statistics the concern that many parents might have about wireless devices when their children are on it. Why is this issue so important for CSpire?
Well, you know, Casey, our company as a whole, we've always been focused on families. I mean, we care greatly about the families within our region. And, you know, really, we've been helping our families communicate for over 30 years now. We also care a lot about technology. And in a case like this, being able to use technology in the right way in the digital age that we live in today and all of the hurdles and issues that parents have is really just a great fit. And really excited about, you know, the Bark product. It really allows us to continue to focus on families and technology.
Titania, can you speak to why Bark is so important to you personally and why Bark as a company believes that a safer online world for our kids is a better world?
Going back to what we were just talking about, I was thinking, my parents had it so easy. You know, all they had to do was say, no MTV, no R-rated movies, and they were good. I wasn't really going
to generally put a lock on the window.
Yeah, like I was going to be pretty safe. And that's just not the case today. Bark is so important to me because our children are growing up in a world where they have more access than any other generation before theirs and at a younger age. You know, the issues that our parents eventually, hopefully, talk to us about, birds and the bees, what have you, we're having to have conversations with our children at a much younger age. And if you aren't, please think again. You really need to be doing so. Also, the rates of suicide, depression, anxiety continue to be on the rise. For kids, when you're hearing about 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds taking their own lives, you know, something's got to change. And we can't just not let them have access to technology. There's so much good that can come from it. There's so many educational and business opportunities. But at the same time, you can't just hand it over unaware. You have to be aware. And the mental health of both this generation of children and parents is paramount because it's not great right now. And we have to protect, empower, and educate.
I think it's a constant challenge too, because we are almost left with this dichotomy of at times of, do we lock them in a closet? They never, yeah. They don't even know what the internet is until right. They're 16. Or I think getting to what we're talking about today and really guiding them through that is so important. And let's dive a little deeper for someone who's listening and they're like, hey, this is great, but I'm really unsure. How do you guys do what you do?
Sure. We have what I would say is the most powerful and informed algorithm of any company in the world that can take the nuances and context of children's communication, which is very different than adult communication, and decipher whether something is an issue or something is a non-issue. So I'll give you an example. KMS stands for kill myself. It's a text acronym. Now, kids will use it very casually when they are not suicidal. They're just, you know, maybe they tripped in front of somebody and they're embarrassed and they text KMS. In that case, you will not get a bark alert because it is not an actual incident that you need to worry about. But in the other end, if they text KMS because they are struggling, that's when bark is going to step in and alert you. So I gave you a tangible example, but backing up into, okay, but I need to know more. Like, how in the world does this work? It's incredible, really, how our algorithm can connect to your children's devices and accounts, both at the device level, but then the account level. So you want to monitor an iPhone or an Android device, we can do that. You want to monitor an Instagram account or a Gmail account, we can do that. It's very nuanced because there's a lot of layers, and every family has upwards of 30 connected devices and accounts within their home. And so there is not one specific path for every family. It's a very customized onboarding. You tell us, what do you want to protect? And then we tell you how to do it.
Jim, there are other services that do what Bark does. Why was this the choice for CSPIRE?
We have really been searching for a parental controls application for many, many years. You know, one that obviously can actually do the job and do it in a quality way, and also to be easy to use. And we really feel like we have found that with Bark. You just heard the description on how they work, the applications that they've developed with artificial intelligence, and they really bring meaningful, real-time, you know, protection, which is very crucial from a parent standpoint. We love the fact that they're pushing on the technology side, which is extremely important to us as a company. And really, they just bring a lot of things to the table for our customers, for families, and really society as a whole.
Some CSPIRE customers are already taking advantage of this. CSPIRE is providing Bark parental controls for free for CSPIRE customers. Tell me about the origins of that decision and what does that mean for customers?
We feel really strongly that it's really advantageous for us to be able to get this product out to as many people as we possibly can, as quick as we can. And so with Bark, there are a couple of different options that they bring to the table. And Bark Junior is the product that we're actually offering free to our customers, kind of a base model, but really brings some terrific tools to parents to really help them in this ongoing saga of parenting. And so we're really excited to be able to bring that to customers. There's another premium product as well, and we offer that to customers from a discount standpoint too.
Titania, for people hearing that and they're like, hey, I want to take advantage of this, but I'm kind of cautious. And we'll talk in the next episode about some of those things and you help us unpack our fears a bit. Is Bark Junior something good for people to dip their toe in the water with?
When you first give your children access to technology, to devices, your primary concerns are the time. You know, how much time are they going to be spending on this thing? And P.S. is more than you think, and that's okay. And then also, what can they encounter when I'm not looking? So the filtering. You can have Bark Junior for free, which is the time and the filtering capabilities which your children need. So please take advantage of it. There's no downside. And it's the best offering out there. You know, there are built-in features that you can get just within your iPhone or within your Android smartphone or an iPad, et cetera. Bark Junior's better. Why not use it? Now, with the Bark Premium service, it's critical knowing what we know about how often children are encountering dangers. And so I would strongly consider that, you know, if you invest in sunscreen, if you invest in bike helmets, if you invest in a carbon monoxide detector for your home, you need to take advantage of the deal and invest in Bark for your children's digital signal.
Jim, Titania, thanks so much for your time today.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Join us next time where we'll speak more about the parental controls, features within Bark, and this exciting partnership with CSPIRE. And most importantly, how as a CSPIRE customer, Bark can make your life better and a safer online experience for your children.